The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
What a note, what a voice. Well, it belongs to Kim Criswell, who's been singing and acting professionally for a long, long time. Her career has taken her from Broadway to the West End to the international concert stage. And she's going to join us now on the line to talk about a forthcoming show in Dublin. It's in the National Concert Hall on February the 18th. Kim, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, you are a frequent visitor to the National Concert Hall, it appears.
Yes, I've been up there a gazillion times, although not lately. So I'm really looking forward to this one because I really like Dublin. I love singing in that hall. And, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun, I think.
Now, you've been on Broadway, you've performed in the West End and, as I mentioned, the National Concert Hall. But how did it all begin?
Well, I was a small child in... Let's see, probably when I started, I was in Virginia, in the South, in American South, grew up in the South and just always sang. I mean, from the first thing I sang at the age of five in public was Ave Maria in Latin in a Methodist church.
That's an unlikely venue for such a hymn.
Yeah, some of them, you know, some of the little old ladies tutted and went, oh, that's a Catholic song. Methodists can be really stuffy, you know.
Yeah. Now, that was your debut, if you like, in public. But, you know, that didn't come from nowhere. What's the music in your home? I mean, were your parents musical?
My parents were both musical. They both sang. Neither were professionals. Although my father, when he was in the Navy, he was in a quartet that won the Ted Mack Amateur Hour. So and they were pretty good. He sounded a bit like Dean Martin, you know, that kind of a style. And he was a good looking fella. And, you know, so they got a lot of attention out of that, but they didn't go professional. So I had two amateur singers as parents who really could tell that I had a talent from a very young age. And so they really set in about nurturing it and making sure that I, you know, got the right training and all of that and got the opportunities.
So how do you go from being a talented schoolgirl to being a professional on the stage, be it on Broadway or on the West End?
Well, sometimes your parents make you go to auditions. You resist and go, oh, no, I'm not good enough. When I was 15, there was, and you guys don't really have this tradition of theme park shows here. You know, no. We have a lot of theme parks. There's a theme park network. Of course, there's the Disney parks, but there's also the Six Flag Park Network in America where there's several parks, and they all have live shows in them. And there was one year they were having an audition. The nearest one to us was in Atlanta, and we were in Chattanooga, so a couple hours away. And they made me audition. I went, but they'll never pick me. I'm not good enough. I'm not old enough, because I wasn't. But it was the strangest. It was the strangest year. They had decided to do a freaky one-off show with kids between 10 and 16. And so I was cast in it, and all of a sudden my professional career had started at 15. I was singing in a theme park show.
And no matter how, you know, it might seem quite small time to do a theme park show, it teaches the ropes. I mean, you learn your craft, you learn your trade, you know how to disport yourself on a stage.
Absolutely. Plus, I mean, at 15, what are your job options? This was a very good one. This was very glamorous compared to the kids who were working at the Baskin Robbins ice cream shop and stuff like that.
So then were you talent spotted to get onto Broadway?
Well, it's slightly more than that. I basically, once I went through 2 or 3 years of high school and learning all the things I learned there and doing the lead in the school play a lot and things like that, I had a wonderful teacher in high school who really nurtured me and got me ready for the auditions for the college things. Well, the college that I really wanted was in Cincinnati, Cincinnati Conservatory, which is part of University of Cincinnati. They were the first country, or the first place in the country to have a musical theater degree, and that was what I wanted. So I managed to get into it. It was a very tough audition. There were like 500 people, and about 10 of us got in, and I was one of them. So I spent 4 years learning what how you do it. I mean, they have some training programs in London that are similar, like the Royal Academy, et cetera, and Guildford. But, you know, you need some training before you go and unleash yourself on New York. Plus, the thing that people don't realize is that when you want to have this training and go down this career path, it's very helpful to have other people that you know who are already there.
Yeah.
So it was great. It was great to, you know, to graduate from Cincinnati Conservatory, CCM we called it, and go to New York and have an entire network of friends already from the people who had gone before me at CCM. So, you know, going to New York was a no-brainer. That's what you do. Yeah.
And of course, you go to all the cattle call auditions and eventually you get your big break, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Broadway, you get your first equity.
Yeah, go on.
You need to get your equity card. You need to be a member of Equity to work in anything, you know, any of the really professional productions in New York. And I managed to get mine in summer stock the year I got out of college. So I was ready. I went to New York with an equity card. I was ready, but I didn't have an agent for quite a while. So I did have to go to those cattle calls. And, you know, it's a process. I wasn't in that process for too long before I got, I guess it was about 6 months, not even, about 5 months, 4 months, before I got cast in a national tour of Annie, which was a very big job. It was a great job. I was in the ensemble, but I had some nice solos. And, you know, that was what well and truly started me off, I think.
Okay. And you did many Broadway shows. You went to the West End in London, where you stayed for a long time. And, of course, the genesis of the show you're bringing to Dublin, I suppose, is a culmination of all the experience you have. So you better tell us what will be in the show on February the 18th.
Well, we're focusing on the music, the Broadway music. So this won't be a show where you hear songs from Les Mis and from Phantom, because usually when you go to one of these kinds of concerts, it's that sort of material. There's a lot of Andrew Lloyd Webber. Not in this one. This one is the 1960s and the 1970s on Broadway, which brings in people like Jerry Herman and Stephen Sondheim and Candor and Ebb. I mean, so we're, you know, things, shows like Cabaret and Chicago. I mean, these are shows that were big hits and they're constantly being revived. The other two singers were both in the Cabaret that is in the West End currently. So there's that. There's what else we got? We got Chorus Line in there. We've got some Jerry Herman. We've got some Hello Dolly. We've got some MAME. We've got a fair amount of Sondheim. We've got, you know, a little bit of Sweeney Todd, some Company, some Follies. The other female singer was in the Northern Ireland production of Follies that was just a few months ago. So she'll be singing one of those songs. Anybody that wants that. Well, yeah, I mean, we have things from Bye Bye Birdie. I mean, you remember that show.
Yeah.
It's not one that you hear in concert all the time, though. Oh, and things like Funny Girl. I mean, we're doing some stuff from Funny Girl.
My goodness, it sounds like an absolutely fabulous show, and what a repertoire.
Yeah.
And yourself, and who else will be on the bill with you?
The other female is Anna Jane Casey, who is she's a regular of the Broadway, I mean, of the West End and the concert stage. I've worked with her many times. And an Irish gentleman called Fra Fee, who's fairly young, you know, got out of school a few years ago and has really made a name for himself since, doing film and telly and West End and Broadway. He's already been to Broadway. So it's quite a little grouping. It's a new grouping. People that have seen me in concert there before with John Wilson and with Wayne Marshall. This is Niall Kinsella, who is another conductor, a new conductor. This is a kind of a new partnership. And it's very different material than we'll have been singing before. So it's great. It's great fun to learn new stuff.
Well, it sounds like a fabulous evening. It's happening in the National Concert Hall on February the 18th. And Kim Criswell, it's Star. Thank you very much for joining us on the program.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.